This podcast is dedicated to the New England Patriots. They said they would never go to the Super Bowl again without Tom Brady. Well, how do you like dem apples? Go Patriots.
Welcome back once again to Open Mouth Insert Elevator. I'm happy to report that Filbert is recovering well, but isn't ready to come back just yet. By the way, should you ever decide to give someone a gift of a Toblerone, be sure it's always in your eyeline. As I was leaving, I told Filbert to enjoy his Toblerone, and he says, "What Toblerone?" Is there no decency in this world? In today's episode, we are going to continue on the theme of weird and unexplained situations. Once again, we have MJ at Momo's side, which makes me happy and worried at the same time. I sincerely hope he doesn't drag the poor woman down with him. Fingers crossed, everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Momo. While I have been known to follow men's fashion trends through magazines like GQ, I have never been one to judge a person based on clothing options. Individuality is just that, for the individual. However, once in a while, you come across someone who is wearing something that at minimum makes you go, Well, in this week's episode, I come across just such an occasion. It also doesn't end there. My interaction with this person is somewhat odd, so their clothing option is not the only thing that makes me take pause. With MJ at my side, let's explore what happened that day and why I was left more confused than at the beginning of the interaction. Let's jump right in.
The story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Case 008, the case of the antlered living statue. It was a Saturday afternoon, and Momo, along with MJ, were returning from their weekend errands. They proceeded to remove items from their vehicle and headed towards the elevators in the parking garage. The elevator finally arrives, and they are almost back to their unit. Just then, the elevator stops on P1. Again, the thought crosses both their minds why it's called P1.
Why?
The doors opens, and an elderly lady, smiling, wearing a somewhat elaborate Christmas sweater and a pair of antlers, is waiting to enter.
What?
She nods and enters the elevator, putting herself right in front of the placard where building announcements are made. Momo's eyes open wide. He had the look of a cheetah that was ready to pounce on what he is seeing. MJ could see the look in Momo's eyes and that he was going to say something. Using her Momo telepathy, she sent the message to Momo that should he say anything at all, she would beat him senseless. So Momo gives his look of disappointment and then returns to his stance, one that resembles a child that had just been scolded. But then Momo notices something else. The elderly lady has been staring at the placard in the elevator, an inch away from her face, this entire time. Momo suspects she is having trouble reading the notice and says to her,
"It just says that they are power washing the garage next Tuesday, and to remove your vehicles from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Unexpectedly, the woman finally responds.
"Oh, I know. I don't have a car, so I'm not worried about it."
The woman continues to stare at the placard, unchanged. Momo looks over to MJ with a look of confusion. MJ gently shakes her head, indicates for Momo to ignore it and not say anything. Momo shrugs his shoulders and complies with her request. The elevator doors finally open. As they exit, Momo exclaims,
"Happy holidays!"
However, there was no response from the woman, and the doors closed, and she was gone. The moral of this story is, Momo sucks at playing Simon Says. The elderly lady wins.
If there is one thing that I would never confuse Momo of being, is a fashionista. While the woman's wardrobe selection may have been questionable, it was, after all, still the holiday season. It may have also been odd for the woman to continue to stare at the placard endlessly, even though Momo had advised her of what it had said. I don't blame her for continuing. After all, you would have to take Momo's word for it, and that is about as advisable as wearing a meat suit in a pool of piranhas. Let's move on to the analysis portion of the podcast. As I mentioned in the opening, Filbert is taking some time off for recovery, and in his place, we have Professor Yogurt. What can go wrong, you say? I can't imagine what. Everyone loves yogurt.
This segment is dedicated to FanDuel. It's bad enough there's a gambling epidemic, but to have this commercial play every 2 minutes during a sporting event is just plain old cruel. Nice, FanDuel.
Welcome to the Open Mouth Insert Elevator After Show, where we unpack what just happened to make sense of what we just heard using our panel of me, myself, and I. Now that Filbert is out of the picture, what are the odds that we are going to have a civilized show today? Alrighty, loaded up on FanDuel, now taking bets. Sorry, Sheila, when in Rome.
I would just like to start off by saying that it is an absolute pleasure to have someone join us who is from distinguished academia.
So happy to have you here, Professor Yogurt. We're hoping to finally have a civil debate for once.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite, and I am happy to be here.
That's quite the last name. I suspect you took a lot of ribbing growing up.
No? Why would you say that?
Okay, I guess I was wrong.
If you wouldn't mind, Momo, I would really like to listen to the professor's analysis of the situation. Professor!
This situation is similar and comparative to a collection of tiny unburned particles resulting from incomplete combustion. However, a silly scientific analysis might argue that this isn't incomplete at all, but rather an artistic release of carbon-based aerosol artists who simply didn't want to burn up completely. They prefer to float around, decorating the air with gray art.
What?
That makes absolutely no sense.
Well, it is quite complex after all.
Sorry, what are you the professor of exactly?
Existential vaporism in complex systems.
Oh boy.
So you are a professor of fake smoke?
In complex systems, yes.
Oh boy.
Okay, this was a big mistake. Moose, let's cut this off and end this fiasco. I'm a yay, for no other reason than getting the hell out of here.
Yep, yay for me! And I am so sorry about this.
So, Professor, can you just give us a yay or nay?
To do that, I need to do further analysis.
Oh boy.
Just say yay.
Yay?
Okay, that's three yays. I'm good. You good?
Yeah. I just can't believe that I'm missing Filbert right now. Back to you, Ed.
Well, I once again stand amazed. Three questionable yays. Did anyone actually check what this guy was a professor of? Personally, I don't like yogurt, the dairy product, not the person. It looks weird, smells funny. I guess I actually don't like either of them. But Momo? Missing Filbert? Bet you no one bet on that. See you next time. Can someone get somebody to see if Momo hit his head? No, not the professor!
You know, since I took this job, I really thought it was the end of the line for me.
Then there are days like these. I just want to run outside, skipping and smiling, and call everyone I meet Pookie. I am so glad to be here right now. Momo missing Filbert. I never thought I would see the day. Of course, I can't really blame him. What he was hoping for was a professor of ethics or psychology. What he got instead was a professor of gum stuck under the table. I feel sorry for Momo. Okay, now that's over with. Thanks for joining us again here at Open Mouth Insert Elevator. We always love hearing from you, so please drop a line at comments@themomoshow.com. Got to go. Ed's got odds on how long it takes Momo to have Professor Gumdrops arrested for impersonating someone intelligent. I got to get in on the action. I'll take 5 minutes. Thanks, Pookie.
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global broadcast.